This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, Wairarapa. You are listening to Radio Wailankans. Welcome to our new program. So I'm having Jeffrey Mohammed with me, and Yasasi Guniratna is... we are having a discussion today, and also we are having a special guest, Champika Vikramarachi, going to join us later on. So, what do you think about that? How are you today?
I'm good, Sami. How are you doing? Long day today, right? Monday.
Yeah.
Always Mondays are really busy and hectic,
that's right.
Longer than other days in the week.
That's true.
Not for you, actually.
it's actually because Monday is the best day for the people who work in the hospitality.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Monday can be your weekend, so this is great for me. Like, you know, I haven't really prepared much because this is my first time on a live TV, just like this, but... I'm so glad that I'm here. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. I have my special thank goes to the RFM as well as the Wairarapa TV, because this is such a great, great thing. And thank you to Yasasi that you stepped up all the way. You thought, okay, this could be done. And we can represent what Sri Lanka is about to the rest of the world. And especially the people. There are lots of people in Wairarapa now. So when we came to Wairarapa, it was we see it like you know.
Yeah, that
at
was
least,
like five families.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. Sri Lanka, it's like we only had five families. So we have
when
about
was that?
In 2018.
It's a drastic change.
Yeah, so. And we were the only couple living in Greytown. I mean, Sri Lanka.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable, because when we came and we had one of our guests, Champika Vikramarachi's family, as well as a few other families there, and they were all professionals, and they represented the Sri Lankan community. So it was very easy for us to come and engage with them and also represent Sri Lanka. So, but now here, look at where we are. So it's a beautiful day, and we've got this opportunity to talk about our values and what Sri Lanka is about and what our community is about in especially in Wairarapa and Masterton, because lots of families living in Masterton. So Yasasi, what do you think of our community?
I'm actually happy about our community because they are really united, because, and they are far, far away from all the main city, like especially Auckland. If you take Auckland, I was in Auckland 2 years ago, and Auckland is full with Sri Lanka. There's lots of Sri Lanka. But when it's come to Masterton, actually it's a small community. So what I find good is, it's a small community, and they are very united and helpful. And
we have
they
that
reach
bonding.
Out. There's a bonding, right? So that's the one thing I'm really happy about Masterton Sri Lankan community.
We noticed that, especially in the during the COVID time, is it?
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, the people were calling and looking after each other, and they were talking to each other and make sure if you're too ill, can we cook something and leave it outside? Make sure leave a chair outside of your door, and we will leave. I mean, this is Sri Lanka, like, you know, and the... We've been known for our great hospitality. We've been known for helping one another.
Yeah.
So and we were taught that in the beginning. So that's why, although we've come a long way from our home, we are still trying to teach our children like these values and make sure you help another and think of people. Anyway, before we continue, we have to introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how we came and we came, and what do we do? We're starting with you, Sami, because you're the one who started the program. And you tell us who you are and what you did and how you came to New Zealand and what are you doing now and why you chose New Zealand.
So I'm a girl who can't handle hot climate, even though I'm from a tropical country. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons that we chose New Zealand. So in 2015, we got married, me and Jeffrey. So then we had our son. Then we were looking into moving to another new country. So we were looking into Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then he got a good offer from Greytown, Salute. Then we moved to Greytown, straightly from Kandy, Sri Lanka to Greytown. Then we lived there about 2 years. Then we moved to Masterton. Then Jeffrey worked in Wairarapa village. I myself worked in Wairarapa village as well. Then Jeffrey took over the olive branch last year. Then we both looked after the olive branch, and Jeffrey still works there and looking after the olive branch. And now, because I'm a science girl, I wanted to do something related to science. So I'm working in at Avanui Laboratory at the moment, and I'm enjoying that. And, you know, it's Masterton. Whole Wairarapa is, you know, it's like one small family, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody knows everybody almost. So even though it's grown a lot.
That's fantastic.
It's a beautiful place to live and beautiful place to raise your children. It's a nice community. That's what I love about Wairarapa.
Yeah, that's great. And thank you very much for that. And then also, because we've got such 1 hour, and this 1 hour will fly by.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll have this opportunity in the future as well. So, Yasasi, and you probably have a lot to say about your background and about how you, where you started and what you're doing and why you chose New Zealand, why you chose Wairarapa, especially that you're coming from Auckland and living in Auckland. So tell us a bit about your experiences in New Zealand and also in Sri Lanka.
I came to New Zealand in 2016 for my higher studies. I came here for my postgraduate.
Yeah.
And so from 16 to 2022, I was in Auckland, almost 5 years. So I was in Auckland, I was working, I finished my studies, then I was working, and I was there during COVID. And then there was a time I wanted to move to Masterton. And I didn't know, before coming to Masterton, I had no idea where Masterton is. I didn't know that it exists in the map.
Yeah.
So, because nobody knows, like, it's hardly a, it's a place, it's not a tourist destination. Yeah. But once I got here, I'm really surprised. This place has lots to offer.
Yeah.
And lots of beautiful places to visit. And actually, when it's come to the community, they are very welcoming. Compared to all the other places I have been to New Zealand, this place is awesome. All the community here, they make you feel you're also part of the community. And I haven't seen that in... No, I'm not complaining. It's not a complaint, but I'm telling you what I observed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I was so happy to be here. I thought I'll be here for 6 months, and here I am. I'm here for 2 years, almost 2 years now. Yeah. It's going to be 2 years for next month. So
I'm, and what's your profession and who you're with? And,
I'm working for Premier Beehive.
Yeah.
And so I'm completing 1 year here in Premier Beehive. So I'm here with my partner. She's also working here as well. So main reason I'm here because of him. Otherwise, I would think of moving to Masterton.
He's a GP at Masterton Medical, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So yeah, he's working really there currently. So I'm happy that I ended up in Masterton. And I'm happy. I'm so happy that I met you guys here.
Likewise, we're the same. Yeah, 100%.
So I hope that this place will offer us more. Actually,
Because
community is growing, I can see a lot of businesses are growing in this place. As you said, I think it's a good place to raise kids and raise families and. Have a life that you always wanted to have, calm and quiet, laid-back life, like typical New Zealand life,
Yeah, that's right.
So, Jeffrey, over to you. So, tell us about you. So, everybody knows that Jeffrey and Samina are the proud owners of Olive Branch in Carterton.
100%. I mean, we love New Zealand, and New Zealand has a big heart. That's all I can say. And we came from a country where there... that I was talking to you about hospitality and helping one another. But New Zealand, when we first came in, I was working in Sri Lanka, then we moved, Sami and I moved. I was offered a chef position at Salute Greytown, which was a fantastic restaurant at the time. So I was so blessed to come and work for them, and I thank them for the opportunity that they gave me. Otherwise, without them, I wouldn't be in New Zealand. So I came in, and one thing that I could I'm so happy about our neighbors, that sometimes they would have a little bag of fruits hanging on our side of the fence. Make sure that they looked after us. This is this is the quality of New Zealand. This is the quality of Wairarapa. This is the quality of like a Grey Town, Carterton, Masterton, or Martinborough or Featherston. The people are so caring. People look after.
Looking
and
after each
that
other.
That was our first impression. That was our first impression. And then myself and Sami was like, oh yeah, we felt home.
Correct.
We felt home. And same thing, there was another neighbor and said, okay, you've recently moved. You've got a little loan. Don't worry about buying a loan mower. So borrow our land loan mower and do your loan. I mean, like, you know, this is at that time, like, you know, having to spend about $300 a week. It's quite tough for us in the beginning, you know. When we are trying to settle down. So every little helped, actually helped us to come to where we are today. So we're doing well, and we are still and representing Sri Lanka and being a Sri Lankan, and also we are representing New Zealand as well. So we. I mean, we are happy we are here. And so, like, you know, we've talked about good 10, 12 minutes into sort of introducing ourselves. And why not we listen to a nice something from Sri Lanka? What do you think that we should listen to?
I think Sami has picked some lovely song from Sri Lanka.
Oh, yeah,
and
perfect.
It's a traditional dance,
That's Sri Lankan traditional Kenyan dance.
Traditional Sri Lankan song.
So this song called Surabhavaliya.
Yeah.
So I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
Good.
listening to Radio Vailankans. So, Jeffrey,
yeah.
Tell us about about Sri Lankans who lives in Wairarapa.
What is all over your
feet? Before that, we have to make a small correction about the video we played, right?
Yeah, it's definitely because we were just looking at the words that just kept going from left to right. The video is actually should not be broadcasting, especially like, you know, there are videos that you cannot actually download and broadcast. But unfortunately, without our knowledge, and we picked up one of those videos from YouTube. Yeah. So we're just going to have to make sure that whatever we are doing, and it's completely safe. So just a matter of it comes without a knowledge.
Yeah.
And so
it's still private a learning intellectual. Curve.
Yeah. It's a learning curve.
We are learning from mistakes.
I mean, like, you know, because it was the song and the video was a great video, because if we, like, you know, if you meet any new person who wants to know about Sri Lanka, this is something that we will show it to
it's
them.
It's a cultural dance, right?
That's a costume cultural
dance. And everything. Yeah. It's a beautiful dance. Yeah.
It is beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
And apparently it's very difficult to learn. Can you dance? Can you do this traditional dance?
Oh,
Tommy?
No.
What about you, Jeffrey? Can you?
No, don't.
He can dance, but not traditional dance.
I mean, like, definitely not. It's not something. But, like, you know, if somebody teaches me,
can you?
We can try. Not like I can do it, we can try. So, just to, just take one moment, and we have very special guest.
And
he's also representing the Sri Lankan community, and one of the members of Sri Lankan community who has been in Wairarapa for a long time, and who's been remarkably a really good figure, including to me when I came to New Zealand in 2018, and like, me and Sami went to his house. He literally said, and make sure that you be an asset to this country and have your residency and represent Sri Lanka. So we are welcoming Champika Vikramarachchi, and we always call Champika Aiyya, Champika Aiyya, which means like a big brother. So thank you, Champika Aiyya, for coming over, and make sure that you close out your mic and tell us who you are and what you have been doing, your backgrounds and family.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and nice to see you all.
Hi, yeah, yeah.
Hello, nice to see you today.
I'm Champika Vikramarachchi. Come all the way from Sri Lanka to do my postgraduate here.
When was it?
And it was 2012.
Oh, yeah.
At Lincoln. And then after graduation, I end up with dairy farming for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then I got my residency and then went to different field. Now I did a lot of jobs in New Zealand.
But apparently you are a vet surgeon in Sri Lanka, right?
Yes.
Back home.
He actually has a vet clinic
in
Sri Lanka.
Vet clinic in Sri Lanka, yes.
Yeah,
he's a well-known vet surgeon in home, back home.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I have a veterinary practice in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Every year I'm visiting my parents and the clinic at the same time.
Yeah.
Now I did a lot of jobs in New Zealand, and now I'm working in the hospital finally and working only 3.5 days.
Semi-retired. And tell us about your family. I mean, like, you know, we know a lot about you, but it's very important that...
My family, I have one son and my wife, Achini.
Yeah.
My son's name is Timira.
Yeah.
He's schooling at Chanel College.
Yeah.
His last year, this year. And next year he's going to uni.
Oh, perfect.
And that's a big achievement for us, and that's why we are here.
Yeah.
And my wife, she's working at Wairarapa Village.
A residential home.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's working as a cook. That's my family. And also we have a pet. It's called Simba. Nice Labrador.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is my family Yeah, in New Zealand, we don't have any relatives here.
Yeah.
But relatives are the all friends. The families in Wairarapa, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
We have a nice community, and yeah, if somebody's in trouble, all the people come and help, you know. Yeah. And
that's
look
what
after
we have
them.
Been talking that's, before yeah. as well. The community here is well united and all knitted together.
I don't think this type of community in New Zealand, in Sri Lankan community, I can't think about.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah,
okay.
I think that we are very close. And, we have little things, but.
Still, we managed to stay together, right?
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Even one family also have dispute, you know, arguments. And,
that's normal in all the families.
Yes.
And
I'm really happy, you know, the people who are living here as a Sri Lankan, they come together and,
So what you're trying to say is that actually the friends actually represent like families.
Yes.
And
definitely.
They come closer to you like families. So that's why I just represented when he came in, and I just had to say, unfortunately, like, I still cannot say Champika.
Yeah, of course.
So
it's
I say Champika, it just automatically comes, even though we are on a national
that's,
TV.
That's how we call, you know.
Yeah.
We call so everyone Nangi,
that's right.
Yeah.
And, like little sister. Or
That's Sri Lankan culture. We don't call
the
by
names.
Their names.
Yes.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
call
yeah.
By them big brother, big sister, small sister, or something like that.
Apart of everything, you didn't tell us about your talent. Very famous talent.
He's got a hidden talent.
Not hidden, actually.
Yeah.
He has been already released.
It's already
come
eight
out.
Songs. And he's a very, very good singer.
Mm.
And when we have events,
yeah.
he always has the mic.
Yeah.
He's always a good singer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell him, I'll tell something about Champikaya, and Champikaya is a remarkable singer, actually, like, you know, who can beautifully sing any songs into the right note, and I have listened to him throughout the years. So there is a YouTube YouTube link or YouTube page. What's the name of that link?
Champika
Vikramarachchi. So if you just search him, Champika Vikramarachchi, you probably find about 8 songs that have been released within the last 3 years, actually, is it?
Yes.
So congratulations.
Oh, thank
congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
So you've done a great job, actually, because it takes a great pride to do such thing, like,
and
you know, especially
right?
and talent, and
yeah.
because you're so busy and you have a family to look after and you have other
job
things.
To
but
look
still,
yeah.
So tell us about your musical career and journey.
Actually, when I was a kid, I was in my school band, and at my home also, like, my father can play a few instruments, and we sing songs when we are in together, you know. And if we have a special location, my father is playing the instruments, we sing all the time. And also after I come to New Zealand, first few years we had a hard time, but after we settled down, we are, you know, when we don't have enough things to do, like, you know, my leisure time, I start singing,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and now I think most of the community people can sing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's because of your influence.
You're the one who started the first song, right?
Yeah.
And bring the mic, so...
And it's really good, you know, to relax your mind, and with your busy schedule, with your family, and you, you know. And also, when we are away from your parents, it's very frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
If our parents are very old now.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of health issues.
Yeah.
And when those kind of thing happen, and it's very... very important to relax your mind.
Yeah.
And I think the music is a good thing to relax your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think 2019, one of my friend, she wrote my first song, and she was my childhood friend.
What's the name of your first song?
Atinatha Patala.
Atinatha Patala. Oh, yes, he can sing even I can't remember. too many songs.
Very good, yeah. Because we quite enjoyed it. I mean, my
and
son.
And we watched once
in a while. Our son, Hamdan, actually, he said, okay, that's Uncle Champika's song. And sometime it needed to go when we were driving as well. So Champika was basically with us.
So, thank you.
And anyway, because I think we are getting into a very tight timing because we've done lots of basically covering up lots of our areas. And Champika, because you are very important for the day today. And one of your songs to go on national TV is very, very important. And we have to thank RFM and Vairappa TV to give all of us that opportunity to do that. And before we go for it, before Sami can play that song, could you just go for like a couple of verses and pick a song out of your 8 song, any song, and just maybe about 30 seconds, give a couple of verses of the song?
Yeah. I try to sing a little verse.
Yeah.
This is talking about two races and talking about love and how very important the two races can come together and share their culture and stuff. That is the meaning of this song, and I'll start.
Please sing for us.
It's very important because we watched that video as well. So the two races actually Sri Lankan, I think the Tamil girl and a Sinhalese boy who fell in love with each other because had that time in the back, which we can discuss
dark time
more
of
in the and the picture that gave the whole world of that actually it's nothing like that now. It's a beautiful country.
Yes.
It's actually, it can, if you want to experience a good hospitality, I would say do not go anywhere. Go to Sri Lanka.
Yes.
It's the best hospitality that you can ever imagine.
Yes,
and so
that's true.
We'll get you going, Champika,
Right.
Yeah.
Kokumagara tilaka taba enna rajini Uma sadisivi mage langa inna rajini.
Thank you so much, Aya. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's play that song for you.
Magra tilak taba in rajini Uma sadisivi magelang in rajini
Yaal paan panandota thinilavu neene Ungal taani kair kalithine பழந்தின்னட்ட மகபலாகிந்தி
Chamal suwand hadavat mata uben naran kadawalalu hand ahan deta sasalavan
pim hangum tavaran kambaturan bendan bala hindina vad perahara gam dorat eran මගරා තිලක තබ එන්න රාජිනී උමා සදිසිවි මගේ ළඟ එන්න රාජිනී
යාල් පාන පණදෝට තිනවුවනීනේ උංගල් තාලි කයිර කලිතිනේර කාතිරපේනේ තෙල්ල පළඳින්නට මග බලාගින්දි.
You're listening to Radio Vailankans.
Hope it's you all enjoy
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful song.
And it's really nice to listen to the song
yes.
when the singer is right,
right here
with us.
We are so blessed to have you today for
so
our first much. Program.
So, Champika, yeah. what's the reason for you to pick that song and what's the reason behind the song, if you can explain it to us?
Yeah, you know, Sri Lanka had a dark time, like 30 years old dark time. And I want to talk about the harmony, you know, the races, two races can join and share their love and the culture and also it's end up with the harmony. That's I want to raise in that song to give a message to our Lankans. You can have this kind of harmony.
Yeah.
Each other. Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's like, a good thing actually because Sri Lanka is full of like it has lots of cultures, right? And lot of ethnic communities and a lot of values, right? Because it's a beautiful place when you go, you can see Buddhist cultural values and then Hinduism and then Muslims and Christians. Everybody is living in that small place, right?
That's right.
So it has lots of diversity. Yeah. Once you go there, you can experience everything.
Yeah,
in one small island.
Yeah, it's so one third of New Zealand, but
not
so
one third of New Zealand.
One third of New Zealand, but actually, just over 22 million people representing the country.
So and lots of cultural and
lots of cultural things. I mean, one thing that everybody can do there, everybody can follow their religious values or cultural values. Without
fear.
Interfering, without any interference, and without fear.
Yeah.
So that is the main thing. Like you know, for example, starting from here, and we have someone Buddhist Sinhalese representing Sri Lanka. Then on here, Sri Lankan Muslims again, a Sri Lankan Buddhist and a Sri Lankan Muslim.
Yeah.
And this is the sort of unity that we have. And so it's
and we have Sri Lankan Tamil in our community and Sri Lankan Christians in our community.
Yeah.
So yeah, even in Wairarapa, we have all the varieties of like all these different communities, but still. We have harmony and you have community.
Yeah. And we do speak different languages,
exactly, right?
Sinhalese and Tamil.
I mean, for example, I personally, when I went to Richmond College, that was a Methodist Methodist school. That was actually, the founder of school was George Poe from England. Then the first four principals were like a Landon and Darrell and Sneath and Small. So one of the popular schools in Sri Lanka, in the country. So most of my friends are actually from they were Buddhist and like you know and on my Facebook and when I go for my friends and I do have an equal amount of friends as Muslim friends, like, you know, the Sinhalese friends also there. And that is the bond that we have created.
You know, other advantage is every month we have one or other cultural celebration,
that's
right?
Sure.
So, lots of, so if you're around Sri Lanka, there will be lots of food every month because at least one or the other cultural celebration.
Yeah. And we do have different food as well for each culture.
And different languages. Imagine different languages, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, some Sinhalese, they speak, like, you know, both Tamil and Sinhalese. Some Muslims, they speak both Tamil and Sinhalese, as well as English as well, because in Sri Lanka, people, I mean, especially in this generation, that everybody is getting educated to speak English. So it's not like, you know, so when we go somewhere and sometimes we get asked, oh, yeah, are you from here? Are you from there? No, no, we are actually from Sri Lanka. So people, oh, yeah, some people know about Sri Lanka, but some people actually kind of find hard, they're finding difficulty to understand, okay, where the Sri Lanka is it? Just in the Asia, like Indian Ocean?
That's a very common question I always get, right? Haven't you come across, like, sometimes a lot of people ask, oh, where are you from? It's like, okay, I'm from this country, Sri Lanka. Where is Sri Lanka?
So, do you know, about 10 years ago, I went to this specific bank in a specific country. And so my banker was there. So obviously, I had to get my passport out to open the bank account. And she didn't know about the country. It's so that's why the whoever is representing Sri Lanka, it's very important to be an ambassador of Sri Lanka. It's very important to represent Sri Lanka by being good to the community, by doing and no matter, like, you know, what your actions can be. And that is what that we love Wairarapa about, because we have about like good 20 to 25 families, so many professionals, you wouldn't believe. We have about like about 6 to 7 GPs representing whole Wairarapa, like a Featherston Medical, Masterton Medical, and
And other professions as well, right? Farmers
and
shop
accountants.
Business owners, accountants,
Saloon owners,
bankers.
And the people who work for the
health sector.
Like,
and
you know,
cricketers.
For Cricketers are there.
We love cricket.
Oh, chefs and bakers.
Yes.
And we have a very young group of chefs and bakers who actually, like, you know, you go to this specific restaurant like Dish Cafe or a Don Luciano. Like, you know, you find...
An olive branch.
Yeah, so we find the chefs.
He never talks about his
I mean, like, you know, it's...
And it's really happy, you know, Sri Lankan... buy some cafes, and they are running their own it's really
it's
happy,
proud,
you know? We are very proud people who owns the cafes now, you know. We have three Sri Lankans owns cafes in Masterton 2 and 1 Carterton. Right,
I mean, it's very important for us, like, you know, it's what how you have to represent being a Sri Lankan to a new community is, or a new place that you are in, is you're going to have to give your A game in that place, and you're going to have to do something to lift up that that place economy and that place, whatever that you can do. You may be a farmer, you may be a chef, you may be a baker, you may
bring a value to the community.
To bring a value to the community, but in the meantime, you bring a value to yourself, value to the community, value to your family, and also
and value to the New Zealand. This is now our...
This is our home, right?
It's not like a new home. This is our home.
This is home. Yeah, every time when you come back to New Zealand, when you go home and come back to New Zealand, welcome home.
This is our home now, right?
Yeah. That is exactly what I felt last time with in the immigration. So we got our residency, right? About 2 years ago, two years ago. So we came. And so he said, welcome home.
Yes.
And
you
felt
so good.
Yeah, this is my home now, right?
You felt so good.
Yes.
And the breeze in Auckland Airport.
Yes.
And I mean, like, you know, you felt like home. And you still have home there, yeah. but you still felt
no,
like
this
home
is home,
here.
Right?
Yeah. This is home, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So getting back to Champika, yeah, so what is your plan for your future, especially about your music career?
Yeah, my music career, I want to produce more songs.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have anything in line at the moment?
Yes, I have 4 more songs in
wow.
line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
And I already finished one with the videos, mm-hmm. and the other 3 is waiting for video. Mm. We are still not decided where I am going to do it. I want to do one video in New Zealand,
yep.
and
wow.
with
wow.
the nice nature.
Oh, really that's good. Are you looking for models?
Yeah, there are a few of them in line.
Who have applied yeah. for them?
Yes. I'm thinking who's I'm going to take.
You have multiple choice now.
Yes, yes, I yeah. have multiple.
You will have
choices.
To give a chance to everyone.
To the locals, to the Sri Lankans.
So that's another question. Like, you know, because every time when you chose a song, you chose a love song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
Yes.
Most of the time you chose a love song.
Yes.
Not most of the time, all of the time.
All of the time. And Love and Slow. There was yes. only one out of his 8 songs that actually went a little bit like a faster, high tone
yes.
one,
mm.
no, rather than
yeah.
a low tone. Everything else was low tone. Why is that? So
The one thing is I like classical music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like much computer music, you know,
mm,
these
electric.
Days, there are a lot of computer music,
mm.
you know.
Mm.
I like instruments, playing mm. instruments, and yeah, making music. Otherwise, it's not cup of my tea, you know.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
And yeah, and but you mentioned my most of the songs are love songs,
yeah.
and there's another a new one is coming out maybe next year. It wrote for Simba or the
Aww.
Dogs.
Oh,
that's,
okay. that's
right. another love story too.
Yeah, it's love story.
yeah,
It's pet related and mm. how you differentiate your pet and the. Human being, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what
yeah.
are the qualities the your pet is having, and the, how you compare the human being and the dog,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and it is a really nice song, and it's a high beat, you know,
mm-hmm.
entertaining one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it might release next year.
Yeah.
And,
so we have
yeah.
another song for
yeah.
our event.
That is good,
yeah.
something
yeah.
to look forward
we
to.
Are,
and also
yeah,
we
are so
have,
looking forward for that.
We have talked about your, like, you know, your career and your songs and all that. But the love and support that you get mentally, and it's definitely from the loved ones around. And
yeah, definitely. Definitely my wife,
yeah.
you know.
Mm.
I don't think the ladies can tolerate what I am doing at the moment. You know, I sometimes touch the different girls, you know,
oh.
and dancing with them, you know. And my wife really understand what I am doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but it's not like, it's like, you know, you it's
this
is a Western world, mm. and you go and you share a stage and you just dance it with somebody.
But it's not like eating an ice cream with a girl, right?
But it is. But what he's trying to talk, what
yeah,
he's trying
yeah,
to
yeah.
say is like a Sri Lankan, like a cultural
yeah,
value.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
we. Don't, it's not quite normal in Sri
in
Lanka.
Sri Lanka,
yes.
Like,
that's right.
you know, you can't just go and have a random dance with a person
mm.
other than
mm-hmm.
your wife or a daughter or
mm.
a sister.
Sister, yeah.
Sister,
yeah.
But like, you know, but we are sort of living in a world.
Yes.
And
yeah.
and so you're quite thankful for your wife for that.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah, she can.
Yeah.
She's very
yeah.
tolerated.
Mm.
And she understand what I am
mm.
doing, you know. She knows what I like.
Yeah.
And, I'm really lucky
yeah,
to
that's
have
true. Yeah.
That sort of a wife,
mm.
you know.
She's a wonderful lady. Yeah.
You know, we I mean, like all 3 of us, we've known your wife personally, and she's so closer to us. And like, you know, and
yes.
we don't normally get in touch much, but for us. She's such a very straightforward, innocent, and a kind character.
Yes. Yes.
And but yeah. when she has to say something, and she will say that.
Yes.
She will.
And she don't out. Talk much, but she's very lovable
yeah.
person.
Very very yeah. lovable person.
You're really lucky to have her. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, she's a cook at Wairarapa village actually.
Yeah, yeah.
She's actually a chef.
Also that is also because of you and you supported her to come to Wairarapa village and you were the boss at that time.
it's like this, you know, because whoever is coming and if we know that that person is capable of doing that job.
Mm.
More than the expectation, it's nothing about us. Mm. It's about that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example, yes, Achini Akka. Akka is like a big sister.
Yeah.
Big sister, so I can't just say Achini. So,
it's the valley we are talking about, right?
We are talking about, yeah. So Achini Akka, when she came, and obviously, and she came, and she came with a talent, yeah. She came with the capability of doing that particular job more than the expectation.
Yes.
And the result is there today.
Mm.
Like, you know, she's been there for last
four years.
And it's
he's the oldest
cook in the kitchen
now.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. So why she remained there and why she was remained there? Just because of her ability to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, sometimes when we think, okay, our recommendations and we have done that, it's nothing about us.
It's about the talent.
That particular person.
And talent, right?
Yeah.
And as a community, it's for us
very
to import
and help out.
Yeah.
That's very important. Like, you know, when someone comes new and we have to think where we were when we were new.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then we have to help out that person. And because the time that you give hand to that person, the God is watching you from up there. So when you fall in the future, one day the God is going to give you a hand.
Yes.
So, and this is the thing that we are talking about. What you are doing, it's coming back to you unexpected ways. So do good, be good.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly.
So before winding down, I would like to talk about one thing about Olympic Paris. So today, it's a good news. Today, one of our athlete, 400 meters, Aruna Darshan, he's qualified for semifinals.
Which is a huge
achievement for Sri Lankans because...
Yeah.
As Sri Lankans, we don't get this kind of celebrations often, right?
Yeah. Yes.
This is like a one kind of a thing. So it's like a big achievement. Actually, I would like to congratulate
and
him.
And also, I want to add one more thing. Our cricket team was very poor last few times.
Yeah.
But last game, we played with the India.
Last night.
We won.
It was amazing. Yeah.
So we get quite frustrated. Sometimes our cricketers don't do well and we have posts going on Facebook, but they are representing the country. It's very important. As much as that we frustrate, it's also very important that whatever that we are doing on social media will affect them mentally and it's directly hitting them.
Yes.
And it wasn't like that in the past because the social media was not popular. So the players who played in the 2000 and 2000, like, you know, before 2000, they could have played, like, you know, they could have failed and still they didn't face it.
Yeah.
But the players, so whoever is watching the game right now, I mean, it's just a humble request and make sure
be cautious
that
of your comment.
Right?
Yeah. They are human beings too.
You can type what you but handle with care.
Yeah.
That's important.
And also, we must talk about the Sri Lankan
women's cricket team. Yes.
Who actually became champions, Asian champions.
Yeah.
I think Yasasi got up the whole night and watched the game, is it?
She was up,
So
it was actually a big achievement,
an amazing game,
Because cricket is kind of a
it's in our blood.
Religion for everyone in Sri Lanka.
That's
the base that keeps everyone...
It's in our blood.
It's
we are diehard fans. That's why we get angry.
It's in New Zealand's rugby. It's like for Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
It's cricket, right?
That's true.
It's not like just a game. It's like a religion. It's a philosophy.
Yes.
Like, you know, when people talk about it and they just keep talking about it and... and everyone knows pretty much everything. Like, you mm-hmm. know, even like, you know, there is a very, very less percentage of people in Sri Lanka who are not able to play cricket or who do not play cricket. But
we
they
all
still
watch
know about cricket.
Yeah, we all watch
they
cricket.
Don't play because they
That's
watch
true.
Cricket.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think we just tighten up our time and
yeah.
it's 6:26.
So,
yeah.
So before we leave, is there anything that you would like to
Any
share with
message
us?
Message you would give
yeah.
to the community and...
Yeah,
could be anything.
I don't have to pass anything because mm-hmm. now what we are doing is really nice as a community, you know, helping each other and looking after each other. And that is very important.
Mm-hmm.
In future, as also the future, I am expecting same practice.
Yeah.
And whoever come to Masterton as a Sri Lankan, you know,
they will be looked after, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, they will be pampered.
Yes. And,
yeah.
Don't spoil them, but,
yeah, but
you
show
have
them
to
the,
show
yeah.
them the right
them
direction.
The
right
path.
Direction,
yeah.
yes.
We
right
all
direction.
Have been the same shoe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
know how hard
yeah.
it is to be a migrant and settle in the new in yeah. a new country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
so
yeah. That's very
comes,
important.
They will be looked after.
That is my message to my Sri Lankan.
Mm-hmm.
In Vairarapa.
Yeah. Yeah,
thank you very much for inviting
won't cost
me.
Anything.
No, mm-hmm. no.
Anything that you can advise won't cost anything. So
mm-hmm.
feel free. If
mm-hmm.
you know about something, if you're knowledgeable of something, share.
Lend a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for joining with us today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This
thank
is our first program.
Yeah.
yeah. And
yes.
we are very
awesome.
Lucky to have you
Wish
here.
You all the best with your future.
Yeah. Endeavors, yeah.
whatever the songs you are releasing. We are looking forward,
to play them
like,
here.
Excited
yeah,
to
yeah,
see them.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your comments as well. Thanks.
And so also, you're a very important community member. You're a senior community member to our community. And also, you're a very important asset to the community, Aya. So it's
Akka
like
too.
You know, and of course Akka as well. So
yes.
it's like you know the who we are, and we sort of follow your footpaths, you know.
An example
for as an example, like you know, because there are members like you and a few others, and which
we
will talk about
to
in
bring
the future
them down
yeah.
as well. We
yeah.
have a chat with them.
Yeah.
We'll keep them.
And thank you for being a good asset to the country and to the community. And
thank
you. We
thank
wish you,
you
all
much.
The very best.
Thank you very much.
All right, then,
yeah.
Sami.
Same to you as well.
And Jeffrey, thank you so much for joining today and
yeah.
spending
yeah.
your evening.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. I've had a wonderful day. I mean, like, you know, I'm off today for the whole day.
yeah.
So this is my weekend and
yeah.
getting back to work tomorrow.
And we should thank RFM for giving this
yeah.
chance, especially
yeah.
Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
And,
yeah, thank you, Michael.
Marina,
thank
because
you.
Marina has
Marina.
Been following up with me since
yeah.
the first day
first
I met her. She
yeah.
She... We are here. The reason is Marina,
because,
so
yeah.
I should give her a big
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
And also,
encouraging
us.
Yeah,
and we are so thankful for everyone. And I we have to show our special thanks to Yasasi as
mm-hmm.
well, because Yasasi,
yes.
sometimes she goes beyond
extra
her limit,
yes.
extra mile
yeah.
to do such things.
Yeah.
Because
right.
no one knows the value of this until
mm.
we actually
mm.
came here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we can't imagine this
yeah.
by being at home.
That's
but Yasasi
right.
has a vision, okay.
Yeah. Even though she has a, you know, very
busy
schedule.
Busy schedule.
You know?
Busy schedule.
Yeah,
so thank
very
you very
hard.
Much,
yeah.
Yasasi, for doing that.
Thank you so much.
Because
yeah.
you have... You
You're
not,
opening a window for
yeah.
all our, you know, even for our generation, our,
yeah.
you know, our younger generation.
Yeah.
You
this
know,
is
going to
be
wonderful.
Like a clear deed that will be written on somewhere
mm.
And that you have done it and the country and the future community members can represent here. Is it... Because you're one of the reasons as well.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for that.
thank you.
Okay.
And
I'm doing my
thank
part
you.
For the community. That's
oh.
it.
thank you so much, Yasasi.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Thank you everyone for listening to Radio Vailankans. Please tune in and we will be here next month, same time.
Fortnightly.
Oh, so we are planning to do this fortnightly now. So yeah, so listen to tune in to Radio Vailankans. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to Champika Vikramarachi's YouTube channel as well. Thank you so much. We'll meet you again.
Good
Thank
night.
You so much.
Good night.
Aibowan. Vanakkam.
Thank you.